Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Why, Nick Mitchell, as I live and breathe. Nice to see you here again in the Berg Vivant studio.
Back again. You can't keep me away now that I've started.
And we have tried unsuccessfully, but you know what they said, where there's booze.
I'll drink to that.
Indeed. So we had you out. You saw a Sweet Charity at Point Park University Conservatory Theater Company at Pittsburgh Playhouse.
That's a mouthful.
I know.
Lots of
you should have
there.
Seen the drink that went down before this one. And how many olives can...
Did you eat most of them or all of them?
Was that a joke?
Was it?
I don't know. Good. Or all of them?
All of them?
On the spot. Not bad. But to the point, Sweet Charity at Point Park. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Yeah?
I had a blast. I have never seen the show live. Mm-hmm. I've known about it. And of course, we've got our hooker with a heart of gold. I'm sorry. Dance hall girl.
Lady
dance
of the evening.
Dance hall hostess.
Or a career girl.
That word is actually never used. There is never any allusion to hooking or prostitution. It's dance hall hostess.
Oh.
It was the 60s. People were groovy.
So then how do you get, how is it, implied beyond that? Do you just
I think if it
to
needs to be explained any more than they do, then,
well, no, if you
then
say
it's
to
not
me,
a college show.
If you say to me dance hall hostess, I'm like, oh, you know, that's a good first job.
Indeed.
You know, put your way through college. I would never think that that meant what
she
you're telling me that
to
means.
She professes to simply entertain and never takes the next step in entertainment. But we're left to our own decisions.
Getting the picture, yeah. Okay, if somebody told me that, I might think, all right. Yeah.
Next step isn't always up.
All right, so that's what it's about.
Yes.
All right.
Searching for love.
Ah, well, there we go.
A la Pretty Woman.
That's why there's a heart on the cover of that program.
Which is actually a tattoo that she got of her last love that was ill-fated.
Oh, yeah, I've had those scrubbed out, but, you know.
Alas.
Different strokes for different folks. Okay, so how was the show?
The show was great. And it was mostly great because they did a show called Sweet Charity. And they found a girl to play Sweet Charity who was phenomenal.
Wow.
True triple threat, which we don't see as often as we think we do. Acting, the comedic chops were spot on.
So triple threat, for those at home on the couch who may not be familiar with theater lingo, is what you superior acting skills, singing skills, and dance skills, right?
All three of those.
Okay, bingo. It's like ding, 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 the three,
three sevens,
sevens
in a
come
row,
up.
The coins come flying
ching,
out.
Ching, ching, ching. So you got hit in the face with coins.
That's go to Sweet Charity. Get hit in the face
charity.
With coins.
And the actress's name?
Jasmine Overbaugh.
Yep. Who must be a student at Point
she
Park.
She is a student at Point Park. She is a senior. She'll be graduating in April, according to her bio.
Oh, and you're well read up on this.
To bigger and better things. Yes. Minutes and minutes of research.
Sounds like it. What else stood out to you about this?
I have to say that the choreography, it is iconically a piece that Fosse did on Broadway. And their choreographer has brought back the Fosse choreography for two numbers. The choreography was by Jim Cooney. It was fantastic. It has a very lush, minimalist opulence. The Fosse.
That's not a pretty decent definition of Fosse.
I looked up all those words on the way here to make sure I just didn't sound pretentious.
Can you embody a little Fosse right
there's,
now?
There's a little butt fanning from the time to time with the wrists and very precise movements.
Well, yeah, usually. Never mind.
Go. Oh, we've got a Berg Vivant moment, don't we?
No. Well, that's going to be clipped. butt fanning, yes.
Yes,
I'm familiar with that.
So lots of hand
if
positions.
If you're ever dining with me at Mad Max, you'll see some of that.
I can only look forward to that.
That's terrible. But the choreography was great.
It was.
Okay.
The danger of doing two numbers based on Fosse choreography is that the rest of the show has a disconnect from it because it's such a specific style. And although Mr. Cooney was a fantastic choreographer, nothing quite lives up to the iconicism of the Fosse numbers.
Peppered with Fosse.
Yes.
But you want more.
It leaves you wanting more Fosse.
Fosse, Fosse, Fosse.
More Fosse.
Yes. Talking earlier, I believe you said that the set really stood out to you on this.
There was an intricate attention to detail. The thing I noticed the most was the club, the dance hall, was called the Fandango, and it wasn't the nicest place around. And when the sign flew in, there were two arches on the proscenium that were lit with bulbs all the way around the entire show. And it kind of told you, we're seeing a play. Mm. It's okay. This is a play. Enjoy yourselves. Relax. It's a musical. When the sign came in, the light bulbs were all different. Some were burned out. Some were opaque. Some were clear. As if the owner of the club just threw whatever he wanted
That's
in there.
That's a great metaphor for life. Some of us are opaque. Some of us are burnt out.
Yep. Others you can see right through.
Yeah. It's a beautiful like pastiche of...
Indeed. And John Michael...
Bohatch.
Bohatch.
Did the set. He's done a lot of really great work around town. So
there was some great work from the ensemble as well. Hmm? The best friends, who were Nikki and Helene, Gianna and Essie, and Jane Zogby, did yeoman's work as just carrying the show whenever Charity had her brief moments off stage, and being the kind of friends that you knew weren't going to leave the dance hall and hope the best for sweet Charity. And did Charity get the best? Well, no. You'll have to go see the show to find out.
Oh, yeah. And it's been a long time since I've seen this. I actually forget how it ends.
Is there a happy ending?
Never. But maybe for these folks.
Maybe.
Under the lights at the Fandango Club. Sweet Charity is at the Pittsburgh Playhouse through March 26th. See it there.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.